This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us, tuning in, and being part of the second to last podcast of 2019, right? Yeah, because
yes.
the next week will be the final one, because we'll be in that in-between period of Christmas and New Year's. And then January 2nd, we start a new year, which we got some really exciting things to talk about then.
Got a new decade coming up, too.
Is it?
2020.
Right, but is that the start of the decade, or does that finish off the last decade?
That is a good question.
Because you don't start counting 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and that's your 10 family.
Yep.
And then you go 11 through 20. So
my mathematical mind is blown.
Well, that's why I'm here.
We'll say, you know, that starts a new decade, but yeah. That is some good thinking right there. Like, did anyone on year 0? So here we go. Let's do this.
Was there even a year 0, or did they just go 1 BC, 1 AD?
Ooh.
Like, they didn't go, this is 0 AD. This is 1 AD.
You know, this is an area of history I did not study. So,
well, we are ladies and gentlemen, this is going to conclude the podcast for Wicked Roadie. And now here's philosophical and timeline studies with the somebody much smarter than me, anyway. No matter what you do, the way how you look at it right now, Mary, we are talking days until the big man, Santa, or...
Hanukkah starts on Sunday, the 22nd.
Yep. So get your latkes going, get lots of oil to make those very, very healthy and nutritious latkes.
They're so good. They're so good.
But the last minute shopping, I feel like people are in a bit of a panic because Thanksgiving was so late this year.
Agreed.
But you're done, like, by Labor Day.
I usually am. I'm usually done by Halloween. At the worst, I'm done by Thanksgiving. This year, I was completely thrown off. So I, as of this point, let's see what is today. Today is recording December 18th. I finished all of my stocking stuffers, and I am officially done today. This is my last voyage to Route 2 or to Garden City. I live in like the Mecca. I live literally between the Rhode Island Mall, the Warwick Mall, and Garden City, and I don't need to go back to any of those places until the new year. How about you?
Well, I traditionally start later.
Yep.
You know, the lovely Mrs. DeCastro, ever since she has entered my life, she is thinking about this a lot more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those kind of people who, you know, I'll go to the gift card kiosk and make magic happen there, but that's not going to work this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few things to get, but I think by and large, just in general, Sue and I, you know, we've wanted to, you know, get some stuff done on the house. And you know, we did new appliances this year, which was big.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah, we did new dryer, stove, and refrigerator this year.
Oh, wow. You did the big three.
Yeah. I had the washer from many years ago. And we did, we did the driveway. We did the front wall. I mean, we did a lot of different things. And we just kind of had our heads down and just plowed through it. We had been, you know, kind of just going in that direction. So we have some more stuff we want to do. So I don't know. We don't go crazy.
Can you just take some bows, though, on Christmas morning and put a big bow on your driveway and bows on your new appliances and say, Merry Christmas to us. We did it.
If I want to get shot.
Why would you get shot?
Nah, I don't think that's, I to be candid, I don't think that's really the best thing to do. I don't know. I say that jokingly, but I don't think that would be a smart idea.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean that it was your gift to Sue. Sorry about that. No,
hey,
I meant to yourself.
Look,
like,
yeah,
No, we're both, I'm understanding how that came off. Yes, you'd probably be in trouble.
We're both realists.
Yes.
Okay. We're both, we live in reality. So,
you're not buying her a car. You're not like all of the commercials nowadays with the car. Which, first and foremost, wouldn't you be upset? Like, wouldn't you sit down with your partner and say, you didn't think about telling me that you were going to go spend 40 grand on a brand new car? What did you do?
How do you sneak that in, by
Seriously?
The way?
Seriously.
I am not a sneaky person. I don't know how to make that happen. Like, even the fire department, I can't even say, I got to go on a fire call and then put a car in the driveway. It's like, that's too much. That's not happening. So, I don't know. Share your tips, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear from you. If you have last minute shopping tips, and I mean, listen, there are lots of opportunities out there, lots of options out there when it comes to your last minute holiday shopping. But what are some go-to tips for you? Go to our Facebook page. We want to hear it. We want to know what it is. Because
we might need them one year. I don't. Well, I'm done. But you might.
This is strictly self-serving over here, my friend. And if you tuned in while you're on the road, maybe you're sharing the tips or you're getting errands done. Listen and enjoy the episode. We got lots of stuff for you today. So if you hear something that piques your interest, just head over to the website and get all the links and info. That website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
It's got you covered. All right, so maybe you've been listening and this conversation has hit home a little too much. You're sitting there saying, goodness gracious, what do you mean the holidays are next week? I don't have everything I need. Well, you're in luck because the PVD Artisans Holiday Show is taking place this Sunday from 10 to 4. So it's a nice chunk of time.
Nice.
You can head on over to the Hope Artiste Village in Pawtucket, and they are going to have amazing things with over 70 artists with handmade local works in display. Of course, you know, the beautiful historic mill setting. You can't go wrong there. There's going to be paintings, ceramics, jewelry, glass, photography, textiles, accessories. There will be food trucks. There's going to be lots of coffee there. There will be live music. So no matter what, even if you just want to get out of the house, it's of course going to be very cold. We just had that big ice storm. You might find a gift there, even for yourself. Maybe you're like me and you're done and it's time to treat yourself. Head on over to that event taking place pretty much all afternoon on Sunday.
Very good. And the Hope Artist Village, that's the one that's got the Met in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the Met. They've got that the Music Hall of Fame there, the bowling place. So that's cool.
It's a really cool place. Yeah, to check
out. I like it. So that's our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. And now, hot and fresh for you, here's the Wicked Fun of the 401. Now, maybe you've missed your opportunity to check out A Christmas Carol over at Trinity Rep, but I've got one that is just as good, if not better, and I hate pinning artists up against each other, but I will say that they are amazing over there at the Stadium Theater Performing Arts Center. This is the final weekend you can go see it. There are performances happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so don't miss it over there at the stadium. Again, it's traditional stage version of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, and they do a wonderful job with it. They really do. And it's about 2.5 hours. It includes a 20-minute intermission. Great refreshments over there, great volunteers that work there to make the stadium theater what it is. It's right up the road in Woonsocket, maybe, 10, 15 minutes if you're lead foot out of Woonsocket, out of Providence, rather, to get up there. But you'll do fine. Stadium Theater, if you've never been there, it's one of our favorite places. So Indeed. That is happening the final weekend for A Christmas Carol. Go check that out. What do you got, Mary?
So in addition to Hanukkah starting this weekend and Christmas happening next week, it's also the winter solstice. This is going to be the darkest night of the darkest week of the year, like the longest nights, shortest days. And to kind of add a little fun spin on it, there's going to be a winter solstice walk happening Saturday from just 4 to 5 p.m. at the Roger Williams Park. And they're going to be walking around. There's a free walk. There's going to be about 2 miles covered at a nice moderate pace, so nothing too crazy. Of course, you're going to want to bundle up. You are probably going to want to bring a flashlight or some kind of battery-operated lantern, wear comfortable shoes, of course. They are asking for registration online ahead of time, just so they have a good idea of how many people are coming. This is something people of all ages can go to. And if you think about it, like, how crazy is that? That it's going to be dark from 4 to 5. It will be so crazy. Oh, man. But I'm excited about it. It is going to be cold. They are saying it's going to be down to like 19, 20 degrees on that day. So bundle up. But a winter solstice walk taking place on Saturday.
Can't beat that. Can't beat that. This is something cool. And if you've got all your holiday shopping done and you're thinking, I just need to relieve some stress, how about a free archery lesson over at Narragansett Bow Hunters Club? They're down in North Kingston, Rhode Island, but they do this on Monday nights. It's a free archery lesson, and it's put on by the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management, DEM, the Rhode Island Division of Fish and Wildlife, Outdoor Education, again, all part of Rhode Island DEM.
Yeah.
But this is cool, because you can go down from 6:30 to 8:30. You don't have to make an appointment. This is for adults and kids ages 8 years and older.
Okay.
Equipment is provided, or you can feel free to bring your own. And you are going to be taught by an experienced archery coach how to, you know, do the whole bow and arrow thing.
That is really cool.
It is. It's something different. And like I said, it's a healthy sport. It's, you know, you don't have to, you know, you can do this and not fire at little animals. If that's not something you like to do, you can always do targets in the backyard.
Yes.
But this could be something cool to get into. A lot of people do this and they find it's like a yoga class for them, or it's stress relieving. It's strategic, and it's, you know, it's focus driven, but it also helps clear the mind. So thought that was cool. So it's free too, on Monday nights. So go check that out.
Yeah, because the other thing is too, with the way that the calendar fell. So of course we had that really late feeling Thanksgiving, this really crushed and smushed holiday shopping time. If you have school-aged kids, you're also now going to suffer what seems to be an exceedingly long amount of time before Christmas even happens. So I know for my children, we are out on the 20th. And my daughter only has a half day on Friday the 20th. So what? By Monday night, they're going to be pulling their hair out.
Yeah, and then you're only at the start of it. So.
Yes. So if you have kids ages 8 and up, this might be a great event just to get them out of the house and get some of that energy out. So I love that idea.
Let's go check that out. What else you got, Mary?
All right, so keeping with the winter solstice theme, I'm just trying to cover all aspects of what people might be celebrating this
all
time
the
of year.
All solstices.
Yes, yes. Friday night from 6 p.m. to 7:15, All That Matters in East Greenwich, they're going to be having a Refilling Your Cup winter solstice themed Friday evening yoga. So it's just going to be a nice way to remind yourself to take care of yourself and to have some clarity. They're going to be doing some essential oils, some chakra alignment, of course the restorative yoga, and it's just a great way to remind yourself about self-care, because I know come the next 2 weeks, you know, when we hit the new year, it's all about people trying to be healthy and taking better care of themselves. But this time of year can be really crazy with all the holidays and the shopping and the lack of sunlight. So I think that this is a great thing if you are able to carve out, you know, an hour and a half of your time to head on down. My friend Rebecca Murray, she's the one going to be leading this yoga experience at All That Matters Friday night at 6:00.
All right. Very good. Mary, no matter where you go in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Connecticut or Massachusetts or the ocean. And I'm going to send you to Massachusetts and the ocean at the same time, sending
Look
you down
that.
To, yes, absolutely, the Fleet Christmas Party and open boat on the new fishing vessel. That's what FV stands for, the Viking Power. It's a boat down at the docks at the waterfront in New Bedford. Check this out. They are celebrating the holidays aboard their brand new scalloper boat, the fishing vessel, the FV Viking Power, which was just built and just came up here. There will be cocktails, there will be food, there will be refreshments served. This is open from to the public on Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m.
Oh, wow.
This is something so cool. If you've ever watched Deadliest Catch, if you've ever watched or Wicked Tuna, any of these boats, you've always looked at them and say, wow, yeah, it's cool to see it on TV, but I want to see it in person.
Just granted, not on the rocky seas, yeah, in danger of losing my life.
Yeah, not on the Bering Sea. You're not out there for days at a time. This boat is a little smaller, but it's the same idea. They work just as hard. And I thought it would be cool to, you know, expose your family to something like this or check it out. So, and this is all part of the Fisherman's Market Seafood Outlet, which is just, you know, a great place to get some great seafood down there. Down there in New Bedford, one of the biggest, largest seafood capitals, ports in the world, believe it or not, one of the busiest.
I did not know that.
In the United States, I should say. New Bedford is very, very busy with that. So it's Fleet Fisheries. It's their Fleet Christmas Party, an open boat on the new fishing vessel Viking Power. Beautiful boat, too. Gorgeous. Nice. Gorgeous boat there. But yeah, they... it's on the Fish Island Bridge Terminal. So, like I said, and the boat's kind of cool looking. It reminds me like old school Bay Queen a little bit. You know, it's got like this half sneaker look. But, you know, it's go check it out. Plus, it's got it's free. So, why wouldn't you? You know?
Can't beat that, man.
I like it.
Me too. Right. So for our Wicked Family Friendly Pick of the Week, once again, if your little ones are out of school and they don't want to go play outside in the frigid temps, but you want something to do with them, don't worry, because the Providence Children's Museum, in addition to just being an extraordinary venue, always has changing exhibits. They have a brand new exhibit opening on December 20th. It's Feeling Real or Really Feeling. It is its opening night. So you can go on Friday from 5 to 8 for this, you know, opening event. But honestly, they're going to have this exhibit up for the winter time. Basically, it's going to be an exhibit where you get to wander through multi-sensory experiences, you know, mixing of senses. Maybe you can hear a color, or how could you feel a sound? Things like that just would blow anyone's mind, nonetheless, a child's mind. So that's going to be a really fun experience. Once again, the opening night is happening Friday from 5 to 8, but this new exhibit is going to be kicking off for quite some time. So head on over to the Providence Children's Museum just to get you and your kids out of the house this time of year.
Advil not included.
As we close 2019, we want to remind you that Wicked Roadie is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help find different opportunities for you and your loved ones and your friends to be able to volunteer in and around the Ocean State. So what else do we have lined up?
Well, Mary, the Farm Fresh Rhode Island people, the good folks over there, are looking for Market Mobile pack line volunteers. So they need to pack produce for Market Mobile. It's a food distribution service that connects Rhode Island and Massachusetts area restaurants, schools, and food stores directly to local farmers and their producers. So they're looking for shifts Tuesday. It's for the early morning club folks, 6 to 8 a.m. And on Thursdays from 5:15 to 8 a.m. So if you are an early riser and 16 years old or older, which pretty much means, you know, you're an early riser to begin with, or that's at least the start. I mean, I think maybe a little older, but this is just something cool. You know, you're going to be right there in the thick of it. You're going to meet great people. You're going to be helping getting the food directly out there. You know, this whole farm to table thing, which is so huge right now.
Yeah.
Farm Fresh Rhode Island is looking for some volunteers. So go have some fun over there. Jamie at Farm Fresh RI will help you with that. What else
Love
do we
that.
Have?
Roger Williams Park Zoo is looking for docent volunteers to come in and help teach guests about the zoo's animals and conservation efforts. Now, they are asking for 60 hours per year, which when you spread it out over an entire year, isn't that much time. So if you like chatting with people about animals, if you yourself would like to know more about animals, this is an amazing opportunity. You do need to apply by New Year's Day. So if this piques your interest, you're going to want to check that out.
Good stuff over there. I love those people over at the Roger Williams Park Zoo. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, just visit the website or simply dial 211 and you'll get connected to the help you need. right. As we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, keeping you busy there. And if you're going to any of these events, please make sure that you let people know you heard about them on Wicked Roadie. You can also use the hashtag Wicked Roadie, and we might share your picture.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, we'd love to chat with you. There's ways to do that. Just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook and say, hey, I want to do that.
I want to be wicked interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I am wicked interesting. Now, how do we make it official on your podcast?
That's right. We got you covered.
Absolutely.
Well, until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.